Dome number 20.
This is the Halach Yelech and the whole sugi here, the Machlekes Rishonim, these Hayamud Beis. We have a sugi of Yodai. This is the Mishnah. The Gemara said that Chisur Emechser Behoch Ektoni Kol Kinuya Nedorim Kenedorim VYodis Nedorim Kenedorim. The Gemara says Kinuyim Keitzad, and now the Gemara says Yodis Keitzad. האם על החברים מודרנים ממך, מפרשנים ממך, מרוחקנים ממך, שאני אוהב לך, שאני תאם לך, עשו, הרי אלו יודס נדורים. This is the mission. חסור המסר, אבל קטוני, יודס נדורים כנדורים, יודס קיצד, מודרנים ממך, מפרשנים ממך, מרוחקנים ממך, שאני אוהב לך, שאני תאם לך, עשו, this is the יודס נדורים. And we're going to מברר, בוס היס יודס נדורים. We're going to מברר, it's the בוס היס יודס נדורים. We have to know that is a post-salt yodis. A nether is a double sholem. Nether, what is a yad? Gzeres HaKosuv. That yodis helps. Yodis nedorim ken nedorim. What is called a yad? So we'll see in the Ran and in the Rosh, sidur zachen that are not called yad bichlau. Lamosh, the person says, harei. You could say, harei olai dover ze, kekoinom. So the word harei ain't a yad klal. It's not a yad she'ain a mechiyach. Harei could go to all different places. So the harei is ain't a yad klal. The harei doesn't have no shaykhes to yodas bichlal. It's not even a yad. It's not it's a yad she'ain a mechiyach. It's bichlal ain't a yad. So those zachen that we'll call them einom yad klal. It's bichlal nishken yad. This is one group. And this is lekula alme lehave yodes lehave neder sisgornish. Harei? Sisgornish. The second thing we have is a yad she'einoy moichiyach. And then we have a yad moichiyach. So if we put it, we have four gdorim of nedorim. We have a neder gomur, Yad Meichiyach, Yad She'einu Meichiyach, and a Zach that is Bichlal Nishken Yad. Now, the Shaila is like this. What is a Neder Gomu Meveis? Dovol Ze Osur Olei Kekoino. What is not a Yad Bichlal? The Ran will say at the beginning of the Sugya, Mudrani, the Gemara taught in the beginning that it doesn't mean nothing. So it's Bichlal Nishken Yad. We have Yad She'einu Meichiyach, and we have a Yad Meichiyach. Yad Meichiyach, Lekule Alme Havi Yad. The braise lasu is yodis nedorim kenedorim. So yad amoychiach that is a neder, it's a pasuk. Lasu is yodis nedorim kenedorim. What we handling? Yad she'ein amoychiach. If yad she'ein amoychiach havi neder, or loy havi neder. And this is be'etzem what the sugi will get to, and this will be the whole sugi be'etzem. Yad she'ein amoychiach havi neder, or loy havi neder. So this chalek I think is poshet. Asinish ken yad, poshet. As is Yad Meichiach, Gzeras HaKosu. It's the Aneder Sa'avadagut. And Yad She'ein HaMeichiach, of them gave the Sugi. And here is a big machloikis, full of stiras and the Ran and the Rosh, again, in the Holoch Yelech of the Sugi. What is called a Yad She'ein HaMeichiach? And I will explain the two tzadim. The first tzad is, Yad She'ein HaMeichiach, we'll put it down like this, Aneder Gomu, Dovel Ze'olei Kekorb. Yad Meichiach, he says, he starts to say it, and it's very clearly, very bold, that the guy wants to make a neder. Very clearly. 100%, 80%, Mislam is also enough. What is Yad She'ein HaMeichiach? 60%. Yad Meichiach is a starker Yechoche. Yad She'ein HaMeichiach is a schwacher Yechoche. This is one way to learn. That's the Pashtus. The second tzad is, what would be if we have a Yad that is called a Yad Shokul? A Yad Shokul. What does a yad shokul mean? Not a yad she'ein ha-mechiyach, a yad shokul. What is called a yad shokul? I will explain. It's 50% he meant osu, 50% he meant mutter. It's called a yad or it's not called a yad? I want to explain it because this is the house of the sugya. Yodis every time work, a person says, ehe. Nazir Eva Lefonov, he says, ehe, ehe. So he means, ehe kemoisei. Now, he comes over and he says, Rabbi Yisrael, when he gizok, ehe, I made ehe, I got gemei. So he doesn't become asu. Yodis we saw in the first Rosh, Avadi goes with his das. Neder, even if he says that he didn't have a das, could be, Dvorim Shebelev Le'av Dvorim. Yodis goes with his das. Avad Bishi, Gomar Beliboy Linder. If he doesn't have a das, Avad is not chal. So again, Yad Mechiach, and he said, Nazir Eibel Efonov, and he says, Ehe. So we know that he wants to be a Nazir. And he says that he wants to be a Nazir. If he says that he didn't mean it, so he didn't mean it. Yad She'ein Mechiach. Now we claim, what is a Yad She'ein Mechiach? Yad She'ein Mechiach is, it's not Nazir Eibel Efonov, so it's 99% that he wants to be a Nazir. Why he said Ehe? Maybe not. What is Yad She'ein HaMichiyach? It's not so sharp. One side. The second side class, what would be when it's 50-50? Zog de Ritvo says Nishken Yad. Yad that is 50-50 is Nishken Yad. What does it mean? 50-50, and he says that he meant it. Unazei Zog Teisves and Kiddushin Dafei Omudbeis. I want to be Masri Avosok Tesis. It's Klo. You will hear there, you will hear the Nafkimine. So you're good. If you have this Klo, then all of the Sugya, all the Hemshech of the Sugya, the next couple of Shurim, everything will be Mamish falling in place very Klo. The Gemara says, if a person says, Ehe, he becomes a Nazir. Omar Shmuel, Vehush a Nazir, Oiver Lefonov. If it's a Nazir, not Oiver Lefonov, Dilme Ehe Betainis Keoma. So when a person says, Ehe, Dafka ben Nazir Reiva Lefonov, but if it's not Nazir Reiva Lefonov, Dil Mehe Betaynis Keoma. Zog de Gmore, Shma Mino Kesovar Shmuel, Yad She'einu Mechiach, Lo Yehavi Yad. Because if it's a Yad, why Shmuel needs Nazir Reiva Lefonov? Poshte Gmore, Kiddush in Dafei Amud Beis, Vav Amud Aleph. Zog Tesis in Amud Beis, I don't understand. If Nazir is not Reiva Lefonov, and he says a Hey, it's 50% Taynis, 50% Nazir. It's Bichlal Nishken Yad. It's not a Yad She'ein HaMechiyach. You're right. We know that he wants to be something. 50% Nazir, 50% Tainis. So Tesis does his Nishken Yad. Yad has to be 51% that he wants to be a Nazir. So what is the Gemara's Kasha? If Shmuel said that you need a Nazir Reiva Lefonov, is a Raya that Yad She'ein HaMechiyach lo yave Yad. So Tesis, if the Nazir is not Reiva Lefonov, does his Shkulim? Maybe Tainis, maybe Nazir, does his Nishken Yad? So state klar in Teisves that Yad that is a Shokul, 50-50, maybe Tainis, maybe Nazir is Nishken Yad. If a person says, Mudrani Mimcho, could be he means Osu, could be he means I will not talk to you. This is Bichlal Nishken Yad. What is Yad She'ein HaMechiyach? It's a little bit mashma that he wants to ask it. It's more noted that he wants to ask it. Not 100%. But it's noite. What is Yad Mechiach? Go stark, it looks that he wants to be asr. This is Shittas HaTesis in Kiddushin, Dafei Amud Beis, and the Ritva. Le'umas dem, deran in our sugya, and we'll see Bezos Hashem when we learn the sugya today, deran in our sugya learns 50-50 is a Yad. It's a Yad She'en Mechiach, but it's a Yad. Azei learn deran. When Azei zog the Teisus Rit and Kiddushin, Davov, afilu shkulimem, havi yad she'ein HaMechiyach. But Yeshua, the Kiddushin, shtez klo, that it's a machlekes chishoinim. If a 50-50 is a yad or not. So again, when we're going to learn the sugya, maybe she megale the asidas, the rosh shita will be mashma, that the rosh will learn that 50-50 is nishken yad. As they state in the psokim and rosh, we'll see teis rosh, we'll see stiras, it's a lot of kashas, a lot of terutzim. But the shita sa rosh ha-meruvachas will be, that 50-50 is bichlam nishken yad. And the Ran will learn that 50-50 is a Yad. And again, the Lomdus is, Avada, we're talking in a place that the person wants to make a Neder. No, the Shaila is, he has to say something. The Chiddush is, he doesn't have to say the whole thing, he has to give us a Mashmoritz. One man the Omer holds, he has to be Mashmoritz a Mechiach. So then it's clear, we have to know what he wants. The man the Omer that it doesn't have to be Mechiach. But we say, but it has to be in the Loshu. He can't start to say, the people have a mistake, Yodis, I started to say, Harei, Harei Sigolish. Now, I want to explain. When a person says Harei, you're not misupik. Oh, maybe he wants to be Harei Ni Nozir, maybe not. Harei could be Harei Ni Mukhun Mezumen, Harei Ni Hoylech, Harei Ni Bo. It's not even that cholas advarim that you know that he's doing something. Now, what we are misuping is, but we know for sure that it's 50% lashon neder, 50% not lashon neder. This is already a yad she'ena mechiach, or it's also not a yad she'ena mechiach. It's garnished. Yad she'ena mechiach means we know that he wants to make the neder. This we know it. It's more noite. If we'll have to give percentages, it's over 51%. This is the lashonis harishonim. Over 51%. It's not shkulim. So we see the machlekes rishonim. So let me learn again. It's the rule in the pshat of Gemara, and we'll get to this nekuda. Let me learn the Gemara in a minute. The pshat. Harim al chaveir im mudar ani mucho mufrushan im mucho mukhikan im mucho shani oichel cho shani tirem lecho osu. Omar Shmuel, the Mishnah is not five cases. Bekula mat shiyoimar shani oichel lecho shani toyem lecho. But the first three, mudran im mucho mufrushan im mucho mukhikan im mucho osu, it's only if he said shani oichel shani toyem lecho. And the Ran explains, בכולם דהיינו כלאימר, דמסיסים חולקטוני, ושאני אוכל המודרני מפרשני קוי, דהילה ואוכל לסנגות הדרן, לא ימשמע איסור כלל, ואפילו יד שאין מוכיח לא יהבי. Not because it's mesupik what he means. The Ran is the shitosi is ma'abudos klor. But if she'ale learn as a yitzter. Zog the Ran, Shmuel is saying, I need to say shani yoichel, on them is bichlam nishkin yad. Not that it's a yad she'enem echiach. It's bichlam nishkin yad because it's no mashmoes. It's no tzad that he wants to ask the bichlal. So you're right, avada, it's a beginning. I'll explain to you. If he didn't say shani yoichel lecho, and he said mudrani mimcho. Be'etzem, mudrani mimcho, you could finish it, mudrani shani yoichel. So it is a beginning. If you're asking me if it's a beginning or not, it is a beginning. Mudrani shani oichel. But Vav, when he says mudrani, we don't know where he's heading. It's bichlal that mashma, chelik from the loshen, zog the Ran, this is bichlal nishken yad. Vav, the Gemara meisri, mudrani mimcho, mufrushani mimcho, mukhikani mimcho, reizu osu. Shani oichel, lecho shani toyem lecho, reizu osu. How you could tell me that it's one Mishneh, and Braisa stay twice, osu, osu. So the Braisa for sure says that Mudrani Mcho is also, Mufreshani is also, Mukhikani is also, Shani Yoyer Shani Tayyem is also. So maybe it has to be two different Zachar. Hochik Tony. Vamei Dvorim Amurim, Ve'oimer Shani Yoyer Lecho Shani Tayyem Lecho. Why it says twice also? The Gemara will ask it later, Zog Deran and Derosh. So Shmuel answers in this Shlav of the Gemara, that the Pshat in the Braisa is, Vamei Dvorim Amurim, that it's also, Sh'omar Shani Tayyem Lecho Shani Yoyer Lecho. Ve'otan Ye'ibche, שאני אוכל לך, שאני תורם לך אסור, מודרן ממך, מופרשן ממך, מוחיקן ממך, הרי זה אסור. What is the kashet? How you למשל in the kashet בגמור? בגמור, אם ברייס יש להתפקר, שאני אוכל לך, שאני תורם לך, אסור, מודרן ממך, מופרשן ממך, מוחיקן ממך, אסור. So the Ran and the Rosh, both of them learn פשט in the Gemara, that the kashet from the Gemara is as a, that the kashet from the Gemara is, that the Gemara is telling us our kasha. Frek the Gemara, how you could tell me b'amei dvorim amurim, dehainu, that you learn pshat in the Mishnah, mudrani mufushani mukhikani osu, b'amei dvorim amurim, sh'omar shani yoichel shani toyem, so what you want now? Maybe in this braisa to say the same thing. Shani yoichel shani toyem osu, b'amei dvorim amurim, sh'omar mudrani mufushani mukhikani. The Gemara says it can be. Why? Zog the Ran in the Rosh, because when a person says shani yoichel lecho, when a person says shani toyem lecho, this alone is also lekule alma. It's not said that it's mutter. So you can't say b'mei dvorim amurim. How you say b'mei dvorim amurim? Shani yotoyim lecho, shani yoichel lecho osur, b'mei dvorim amurim shomar mudran mimcho? You can't say b'mei dvorim amurim. Because shani yoichel lecho, shani yotoyim lecho, has to be osur. So al kol choch, it's two different shtiklach. Shashteit klor, shani yoichel lecho osur, and mudran mimcho osur. And from here, be'etzem, the Ran and the Rosh amoitzi achidush la'aloche, that when a person says shani oichel lecho, when a person says shani toyem lecho, he's also. When a person says shani oichel lecho, when a person says shani toyem lecho, he's also. It's a big shayla in the Rishonim. The Tosfos HaRosh says, kosav Rab Lezer mimintz, sha'imer shani oichel lecho, shani toyem lecho muter, and he says it's not emes. And the sugya is muchach that was poshut in the Gemara that the whole chiddush of Shmuel is only al mudrani mufreshani muchikani. Abo shani oichel shani toyim Shmuel never had a chiddush. Meli, you can't say pshat b'mei dvorim amurim that shani oichel shani toyim lecho is b'mei dvorim amurim only if you said mudrani. Because b'shani oichel shani toyim alein is also. So let me learn the Gemara inside. V'otan ye'ibche shani oichel lecho shani toyim lecho osu. And you can't mudrani mucho mufreshani mucho muchikani mucho osu. And you can't say b'mei dvorim amurim. What answer the Gemara? Samad Melosh. Tony Yochi. Vekvar Omar Mudrani. No, but you told me that you don't need it. So the Ran and the Rosh say a pshetl. They say like this. Bamed varim amurim you can't say. Why? Because shani oichel lecho, shani toyem lecho is also even without mudrani. But you could say like this. Vekvar omar mudrani. Meaning to say, why shani oichel is also? Even if he said mudrani, he's only also because he said shani oichel lecho. Then again, Shmuel's chidush lefi deran and the rosh is only on mudrani mufushani muhikani, that it's not good. You have to say shani oichel. Shani oichel alein is also enough. So the first b'raisa said mudrani mufushani muhikani is also, we say b'meid bo b'amburim, that he said shani oichel. Oh, but the second b'raisa starts with shani oichel, shani toyim also. Mudrani mufushani muhikani also, you can't say b'meid bo b'amburim, because shani oichel alein is also. So you have to say pshat anders. Mudrani shani oichel, shani oichel also, ve'kvar omar, even if omar mudrani mufushani muhikani, it's not also only because he said shani yoichel. And b'mehele they learned that doesn't go for frek digmore. He yochi hainu reisha. So they explain pshat. If you're coming to say the same chiddush of the reisha, it's much better to say it straight. Say mudrani mufreshani muhikani also b'amei dvorim amurim shomar shani yoichel. To go like this and like this. That's the digmore's kasha. It's chadoichak. So you're not asking hainu reisha. It's two different prices. You can't ask a kasha. It's the same thing. So the kasha hainu reisha is side the ran, side the rosh and pshat. The kasha is if you want to tell me that mudrani is not good, say it straight. Mudrani mufreshani muhikani also b'meid v'omim shomar shani yoichel. But to say shani yoichel shani toyim also b'meid v'kvar omar mudrani. V'oy nosur osur lomali. Why you have to write twice osur? Say b'meid v'omim amurim. Mudrani mufreshani muhikani also b'meid v'omim shomar shani yoichel. But אבל את אז אם לרד אז אם דרנו בראש and the rosh finishes klor במילה להלוכה before we change this gemara the whole chiddush of Shmuel in the sugya is an mudrani mufreshani muhikani aber shani yoichel b'shani toyem was also das ist pashut das ist also of them is nicht kein sugya bichlal this is the whole halachah of the sugya that shani yoichel shani toyem avad is also right this is the way they learn the sugya. The Teis HaRosh brings down that Rab Lezer Minsk, he learned that Shani Oichel Shani Toyem is Muta. As they Shmuel holds, Mudrani Mufreshani Muhikani, the Gemara wanted to learn that it's Muta, Shani Oichel Alein is Muta. Zok in the Teis HaRosh, I'm sorry, the whole Halach Yelich of the Sugya is not like that. Aber Be'etzem Medavisen, it's not only Rab Lezer Minsk, it's the Meforesh. Rashi here, wants to learn the Gemara, the way we're learning the Ran, you mamish have to have a ganza arichas to read this Gemara. You can't read the Gemara on the Ran and the Rosh. You can't read the Gemara on the Ran and the Rosh. Rashi says very simple, that this is good for the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says a kasha, the Gemara in the beginning understand that Shani Yoicha Shani Toyim Alein is Osu. So the Gemara asks him the second braise, says Shani Yoicha Shani Toyim Osu, Mudrani Mufushani Muhikani Osu. Why have to, if you said already Shani Yoichel is also, so why Mudrani is also? You can't say Bamei Dvarim Amurim. When the Gemara answers, Vekvar Omar, the Gemara switches. Look in the Ran, Meforesh Dibur HaMasril, Toni Hochi. The Hochi Toni, Shani Yoichel Lecho, Shani Toim Lecho, Vekvar Omar Meikore, Avol Omar Shani Yoichel Bilevad, Oim Mudrani Mimcho, Einoi Osu, Eloim Ken Omar Letarvayu, Dehainu Neder Gomu. The Meforesh in this Rab Lezer means they learn the Gemara Kipshutai. They learn the Gemara Kipshutai. The Braisa, Shmuel says, Mudrani needs Shani Yoichel. I, the Braisa, said twice, Bamei Dvarim Amurim. Find the Gemara from a second Braisa, that the order is the other way around. The Gemara means to say the Zelba Teretz. Also, there it means Bamei Dvarim Amurim, that Shani Yoichel is only also if he said Mudrani Mimcho. The Gemara is Chayzer, Shani Yoichel alone is not also only if he said Mudrani Mimcho. Why the Rosh and the Ran didn't want to learn like that? So why the Gemara switch? The Gemara had to say they also say Bamei Dvarim Amurim. This is the reason the Ran and the Rosh said the Gemara is not saying the same Teretz of Bamei Dvarim Amurim because the Gemara knows Shani Yoichel Alein is also. So the Gemara had to say a whole pshat veKvar Omar that the Chiddush is that Shani Yoichel is also even if he said Mudrani it's only also if he said Shani Yoichel. Mikol Mekem the Gemara is Choyzer. And the Gemara says, "Shpunk fakirz." Mamish min hakotze el hakotze. Amo medabis pshat efshar in sof sugya. First, the Gemara says that Shmuel said the word "mudrani mimcho" means nothing. Now the Gemara switches. Let's stop. Fakirz. Omar Shmuel, hochi Omar Shmuel. If he said shani oichel lecho shani toyem lecho, hu asur vechaveroi muto. Aval Omar mudrani emecho lechud. Shneim asurim. Min hakotze el hakotze. First, the Gemara taught that Shmuel said, "Mudrani alein is nishke loshen neder. Mudrani alein is nishke loshen neder. Only with shani oichal lecha." Now the Gemara says, "Pung faket. Mudrani mimcho is mashma hu bechaveiro yosu." The chiddush of Shmuel is when we say that only hu also bechaveiro mutar, only if he said shani oichal lecha. So it's minakotze lakotze. So what Shmuel is mechadesh? That if a person said the words "Mudrani aimecho lechude shneim asurim," and the Gemara brings a raya from them from Rabbi Yisib Bar Chanina. So now we have a mefurash Rabbi Yisrael Bar Bchanina that says this chidush that mudrani emecho shneim asurim. So we learn in the pshat in Shmuel that Shmuel is saying like this. We state in the Mishnah mudrani emecho mefushayim emecho mechikayim emecho. Harei ze osur zok Shmuel v'hu she'omar shani yoichel lecho means when we say hu osur v'chaver muter only if he said shani yoichel lecho. But if he stam said mudrani emecho, if he stands and mudrani mimcho, then what we say? Hu shteim asurim. Why when a person will say to his friend, mudrani haimecho, both of them will be asur? How it could be pshat? So here's a machlekes Ran and Rosh. It looks like kleine machlekes, but be'etzem say this like a machlekes. So the Ran makes up a balabatish pshat. He says like this. When I say mudrani haimecho, means all of me and all of my mominess are mudr from you. All of us will not be nene from you. So, Bishleme, I will not be nana from you, makes sense. But what a person means, all of my mominess will not be nana from you. My mominess have a avera to be nana from you. Al kochach, I mean that you will not be nana from my mominess. So when I say mudrani, I mechot, lom zed loshen aran, mehe mudalif. Nire bein edo haindu taime, mishum demash ma mudar ani venechosem imcho, umenechasecho. Hilkech keimon de bichlal ani havo nechosim, al kochach haver inami yosu boi. So when I say mudrani haimecho, mudrani means me and all of me is also from you, and my nechosim cannot be also from you, has to be that you're also from my nechosim. And this is the pshat in Rabbi Yisrael B'chamina. The Rosh has two pshatim. The first pshat, the Rosh is balabatish. Mudrani minehenes mimcho. V'gam anaosim mudaros lecho. So I don't know how exactly. It's mashma zeh. Mudrani haimecho ve'ato mimeni. Inami stam mudrani means sheli shelo shelo sheli. Fakir from Rabbi Akiva. Mudrani, we don't have shayches. Shelo shelo sheli sheli. V'meile it's mashma like that. And this is like the Rosh. Sheli shelo shelo sheli. Em sheli sheli shelo shelo. V'meile you from me, I from you. Mudan muder. We don't have shayches. The idea that we'll take a second shot is easier to understand. We muder. We don't have shayches to each other. So v'meile you also to me, and I'm also to you. Muder means just keep away from me. Keep away from me. You also to me, I'm also to you. Mele, we don't have shaykhs. This is the mudrani mimcho. Yeah? Now, the problem is how to read the next line of the Gemara. Break the Gemara, how you could say that when someone says mudrani aimecho, Shmuel meant that they're also in Gansu. How you could say such a pshat? Tnan, hareini olecho cherem, hamudor osur, aval madir loy. What is the kasha? So the Ran says the same thing. Hareini, I and my nechosim are chayrim on you. I could be chayrim on you. But my nechosim cannot be chayrim on you. Al kochach, you asur on me. So the Gemara is medamet. But lefi the Rosh, the yesod of mudar ani mimcho, what was the yesod of mudar ani mimcho? Muvdal ani mimcho. Sheli, sheli, shelokh, shelokh. What is the shaykhis to chayrim? You said a svor and mudar means mudar. Keep away from me. Shelokh, shelokh, sheli, sheli. That's what you want from me now. Again, the Gemara had a tzad that the chiddush of Shmuel is that mudrani aimecho lechude shneim asurim the loshen is that it's aser on both. V'chein Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chanina said lehedi mudrani aimecho shteim asurim. Freig the Gemara etnan areini olech acherim amudar osu, aval madir loy. So the Ran is very gishmak. As if mudrani means I and my nechosim, b'meile means I can, my nechosim cannot be osur from you, so you mean from my nechosim. Hareini olech acherim zok the Ran is al bezach. And means you nechosim on me and I'm on you nechosim. This is the hesper. So zer gishmak. But lefi the Rosh, it doesn't make sense. What is the Gemara's kasha? Shmuel was a pshatu from Shmuel. Mudrani aimecho means sheli shelokh shelokh sheli. Take the second shot and to mechad the kasha. What's the frag the Gemara from Arayni Alech Acherem? What is the kasha from Arayni Alech Acherem? What is Shmuel? So the Rosh comes and answers. And the Rosh says, are you side in the sugi here? I think it's the only chelik that the Rosh and the Rani are different. Till the Ikra sugi, b'naim shem richas. The Rosh looked like this. The Maksha told him, Avade muderani doesn't mean I, my nechosim, and you, and me, sheli, shaloch, shaloch, sheli. Avade, it's not the pshat. So why we say that it's also? Why we say that it's also? The reason we said it's also, because it's a halacha in the Dorim that we try to push in how much more words of Isur into your words. Even though it's not mashma, but maybe you meant also, so we ask you. So frag the Gemara, berazein, areini alecho cherem, you also could push it in a different way. I want to read the Losh on the Rosh inside. Look in the Rosh. Aval amadir mutar, knan areini alecho cherem, velididoch de amres, dibra maschil, aval amadir mutar, מודרני ממך, אבל גם דליש למשמע לעשר עצמוי. ולא לעשר נכסי חבר יולוב. מכל מקום מפרשים אין לו לחומרה. אם כן, הרי לי הולך או חרם, אבל גם דמשמע לא של משמע לעשר נכוס אבל חבר יולוב, הוי לו לפרש לחומרה. ואני ואני עושה לו הולך או חרם. The rad doesn't have to say that. The rad is ממש the same thing. מודרני, אני ונכוסי, הרי ני הולך או חרם, אני ונכוסי. אז מה למדת ששאלה? And the Gemara switches anyway, that Mudrani doesn't mean it, and the Gemara switches. The Fida Rosh, the Gemara here Be'etzem, is saying of Salom V'Shavot. But this is the reason Be'etzem, it's not that the Rosh has two Pirushim. It's Inami, it's not Inami. The Rosh says, it's all different ways how to push in the word Mudrani, that maybe it's Mashma that he wants to ask the Nechosim. He starts, it's Mashma that he wants to ask the Nechosim. The first pshat in the Rosh. It's mashma, he wants to ask the nechosim. Inami, mudar legamre, sheli, shaloch, shaloch, sheli. Frag the Gemara, if you have such a pshat in Shmuel, okay, we'll switch in a second. We'll say that it's not emes. But if you have such a pshat, so, arein yolech ocher mos. This is the Gemara's kasha. So here we have to be meisif ha'isafe. Frag the veld, this chidush is a mishnah and daf yudches amud beis. The Gemara says, stam nedorim leachmir. Stam nedorim leachmir. Stam nedorim leachmir. Gemara says, a person says, areo like psalm oliach. Could be he means like meat with salt, this is garnish, and it could be like korbonis, shemol chimoison. So the Gemara, we stay stam nedorim leachmir, and he's also. So the Rosh saying, against the chidush, it's a mishnah. Stam nedorim leachmir. So the Rosh says, and that this chiddush here will switch off in a second from this chiddush. But the teretz is pashut. The Rosh l'shitosa answers it. The Rosh in Yudches Amud Beis, the first Rosh says, Stam nedorim leachmir, shim loiken lomo loy shosak. Why a person get up in the morning and said, areo like psalm oliach, he doesn't know what to do? Al kochoch, he means a nether, like the first Rosh in Yudches Amud Beis. Kelema, aval gabek shepirish dvoro vazin basa pirushom, im sota mazin el chumre, de stam anoider, dait el eso, mi de loy shosak. Mele, zog devel very poshut. Here you can't say mi de loy shosak. He for sure is doing a nether. The shayla, if he means olecho veolai or not. It's not negeh de stam nedorim lehachmir. The Rosh says a chidush, and this, we have to remember this. Stam nedorim lehachmir doesn't mean everything that we could take a chumre, we take a chumre in nedorim. When we don't know if he wants to make a nether or not, we assume that he wants to make a nether, because if not, why he didn't keep quiet? So maybe we have a reason to assume that he wants to make a nether. This is when a person said, areo like psalm oliach. That's meinta. It's not that he wants to ask him. And when a person says, areini olecho, mudrani aimecho, he for sure is doing a nether. To say that he wants to ask her back and forth, this is the chiddush of our sugya. Mele, our chiddush of our sugya is no shaykhus to the sugya there, and fakel. And from the chiddush of our sugya, the Gemara will fall off soon. The Gemara is deichet. We don't blab with such a chiddush that aimecho means asu la'ilam. Aleph. Now we go backwards. But after the Gemara had a tzad that by us we say such a chiddush, that even when a person says alecho, we try to push in every chumr that we could push in inside his words. So you can ask a shayla fakel. You can ask a shayla fakel. So why the Gemara needs and daf yudches to say stam nedorim leachmir? Why we have to say stam nedorim leachmir? If in our sugya we're telling us, even without the chiddush of the Rosh says, because we say why he said it, we tell me he wants to make a neder. And our sugya we say, noch a chiddush. that if we have a two ways how to mefarish the words, we say it lechumra. Even when we don't have the kasha why he said it. By us we're saying a bigger chiddush. And we mefarish dvorov leisu. If we mefarish dvorov leisu, and we add every time l'shoynes ha'asuris, so why do you have to come to the chiddush of stam nedorim le'achmir? Why do you have to come to stam nedorim le'achmir? How do I have to come to stam nedorim le'achmir? But the teretz is poshut. It's also a svara the other way around. By us, that he anyway is doing a neder, maybe we'll push more in. But when a person is not doing a neder, is a halacha, when a person makes a neder, shtupe marayim. But he's not doing a neder, he's not talking about a piece of meat. Stop pushing marayim. So it's two different svaras in Gantz, lefi de Rosh. Again, lefi de Rosh, and it's a big yesod in the dorim, binogiyah. The Rosh, in the middle of the sugya here, came with a grace of chidush. That the Maksha understood that what the Gemara tried to say in Shmuel is that if it's episode of Shmuel's Leisu, we stoop till the end. The Gemara is choizer from it. Maybe we'll see later some places that the Gemara will not be choizer be'etzim. And the Gemara is choizer from this Yisoid. But the Yisoid of the Gemara is that when we could make Leisu, we say that he meant Leisu. Frag the Gemara, from Arenia Lechachayim, we see that we don't say it. We said, Stam Nedorim Lehachmir. It's under the svarim. When the words don't have a mashmoes, we say that he meant isu. Here we have a mashmoes, just we have to know how much to do it. And the other way around. The svarim in our Gemara was, when a person is doing a neder anyways, when a person is making a neder anyways, is the svarim to say, we'll answer it in Gansen. We'll be machmer on him in Gansen. Because he's doing a neder anyways. But when a person is not doing a neder in Gansen, so then ain't a chanami. Mechateise. Mikol mekoyim, frek di Gemara, tnan areni olecho cherem amud arasu. So it doesn't stim. Zog de gemore, ki goin de piresh ve'at olai loy. Ki goin de piresh ve'at olai loy. He was before the chazor of the gemore. Ki goin de piresh ve'at olai loy. So the gemore asked the kasha, why be'areini olecho cherem hamud arezosu? Lefi, the klal had to be, ani olecho ve'at olai, v'shteyem asurim. Odo lefi de ran, odo lefi de rosh. Enter the Gemara, you're going to Pirish Ve'at Olai Loi. So here's the Machlekes Rishonim. It's a big argument in the Lombim how to read the Rosh. But this is clear that we have Machlekes Rishonim. In the Meforesh and Teisis Geshonim and the Shittim Mekubetz state that the Mishnah is talking that he said Lehedia, Harei Ato Olai Cherem Ve'ani Ve'at Areini Olecho Cherem Ve'at Olai Loi. He spoke it out. Hareini Olecho Cherem Ve'at olai loy. That's the chiddush. And the same thing in the next line. At olai cherem ano dorosu, amud aloy, kuyon de pirish ve'omar, ve'ano alecho loy. Aval bestom amai shnei masurim, liktol yisayif ha'reini olecho ve'at olai shnei masurim. Hadinu de shnei masurim. Hostom u'osu v'chaber imutar, and v'mele de gemore eschoy zofun egan tzazach. Aval de meforesh in the teis yishonim in the shita say that he said lehedye, ha'reini olecho cherem, ve'at olai loy. Till the ma'ay says pshita. So B'chagamah, what is the chiddush? What the Mishnah is coming to say? Hamud Rosu, Avada. In the Rosh is a mashmoes, and this is the way we will learn the Rosh. Is Rayas in the Rosh. The Rosh is learning Pshat, Avada, he didn't speak it out. He said, Areini olecho cherem. So we said, we explained that he means all bad things. Avdem state that he could come later and say, but I meant ve'at olai loy. Not that he said it. He said areini olecho cherem. And we try in the kasha was put in his words all different kavanas. Zog de gemara avada you could put all different kavanas. But the Mishnah is talking that he came over to us and he said klo that I didn't mean ve'at olai loy. Not that he said it b'shas the neder. He was mefarish dvorov. It's very gishmak, especially in Fideh Rosh. That was never a tzad that this is Mamash's words. The Shaila was to shtup in his kavonis. Zog the Gemara, you write that you could shtup in his kavonis, as if he stam the dorim lehachmir, aber pirushom leokel. But Avada he's nemet to mefarish dvorov. Avada he's nemet to mefarish dvorov. So maybe he could be mefarish that he didn't mean that. And then it's muchach in the Rosh. The Rosh says klor that he only is nemot to mefarish if he said hareini olecho cherem ve'at olai loy. Zog the Rosh, look the Rosh inside. He going to purish ve'at olai loy.
אבל אם אומר, ואני הולך או לא אלוהי.
If he said, הרי אני הולך או חרם, and he says, ואת עולה אלוהי, it works. But what he says, הרי אני הולך או חרם, and he says, ואני לא. I'm חרם on you, and then he says, I'm not.
זוג דרוש, he can't say it. אף אגב, ולא הפירש את הבעיה עשרים, מכל מיני עיקר הלושן משמע לעשר נחוסו. אלא שאנחנו מפורשים לחומרי לעשר גם נכסי חברו. הלכך, אני עוד הפירש ואת אולי לא. אבל יפורש ואני הולך אולי אני, ליסטר הלושן שאוסר כבר נחוסו על חברו.
זוג דרוש, he could say, הרי אני הולך או חרם, so we meant also both ways, he could say, ואת אולי לא. But if he says, הרי אני הולך או חרם, and then he says, no, and I'm not, he's not named to מפרש דבורו. If we're talking that a person said it, so he says, "Areini alecha cherem." I'm not. So he's choyza b'toch kedei dibur. Tfeis lashon rishon, tfeis lashon achron. How the Rosh could say he's only named to say "Areini alecha cherem" and you not, but he's not named to say "I'm not." What do you mean he's not named to say "I'm not"? Why is not named to say "I'm not"? He says "Areini alecha cherem" and he has switches. What? So if a person betochi the dibur is chayza. Shlomi, when I say a person shlomi betmura, so if it's a stira, says chazor, betochi the dibur.
It's a chazor. We think that it's part of the dibur.
I hear. Ander vilal on azeh, abas nishtem ha-shmoy eset rosh. Lehani lister ha-losh, sh'osar kvar. What's a sh'osar kvar? Does he go for the shayla? Now he's saying it's nisht. Right? Ander vilal, but the pashas that tell us is, the rosh is not talking that he said, ve'at olai loi. He said, areini olecho chayrem. And he wants to come later to explain what he meant. So he could say, I meant, הרי אני הולך או חרם, ואת אולי לא. But the other way around, Avada is not Nehman. לא ממשך דגמורה, אבל דגמורה is חויזר. זוג דגמורה, אלו הוכי איסמה. דגמורה הוא תחזורה. So here's the difference, Ran and Rosh, is how to read the terrors of דגמורה. The Mashor is the answer. דגמורה is חויזר, Avada, מודרני הימכו, Avada, when a person says, מודרני הימכו, Avada, it doesn't ask her both. I, Rabbi Yosef Bar Bachadina said Nishtazei, Shneim Asurim, and Shmuel said Nishtazei. So the Rosh learns, first we answer Rabbi Yosef, then we answer Shmuel. The Ran learns we're answering both together, and then we're explaining them. If the Rosh, we're answering first Rabbi Yosef Bar Bachadina, Elo Hochi Isma, the Rabbi Yosef Bar Bachadina. Mudar Ani Lecho Shneim Asurim. And the revolt. When a person says Lecho, Lecho is the Loshon that asks both. אבל מודרני הימכו הוא אוסר וחבר הימותה. נשתו אז האחידו של מודרני הימכו שתיהם אסורים. ראיתי גמור במסניסי דקטוני הימכו והוקמינו למסניסי לשמואל וכולו מצ'יימה שאני אוהי תוים לכו שאני אוהי חלכו. הוא דו אוסר וחבר הימותה, אבל מודרני הימכו שתיהם אסורים. אלו זוג דגמור הדגמור הזכרות. עבד נוחבו. So now the Gemara is choyzer from what she said before, and the Gemara says like this. מי קורא דה שמואל אוכי ישמר. תאימה דה אומר שאני אוהי חל שאני תוים לכו. Who the ain who osur ela ba'achila? Ha mudranim imcho, osur afilu ba'ano. What is the teretz of the Gemara? Again, in the beginning, we're holding in shlav sholosh. We have to remember, it's four shlavim in the Gemara. You're holding klod the shlavim is like. The first shlav the Gemara meant, mudrani is muter. Only if you said shani yoichel lecho, it's osur. So the Gemara, shteit klor in braisa, mudrani is osur. The Gemara fakir, mudrani shteyem asurim. Shmuel said Shani Yoichel is only one. So Gemara is not MS. It's more different. Mudrani is Osur Be'anoe. Shani Yoichel is only Osur Be'achil. Again, the first shlav is Mudrani is Muter. Only when Shani Yoichel is Osur. Gemara says Mudrani is Osur. Faker, Mudrani is Mulchomu. Shteyem Asurim. Shani Yoichel only is one. It's not MS, Shteyem Asurim. Gemara says, Atur Teretz. Mudrani is Osur Be'anoe. Shani Yoichel is only Osur Be'achil. Why Mudrani is Osur Be'anoe? Why Mudrani is also Be'anoi? How the Gemara learns now that Mudrani is also Be'anoi? Because Mudrani is Mashma Yisur Anoi. Maskim? Mudrani is Mashma Yisur Anoi. If he said Shani Yoichel, it's Mashma only Yisur Achille. If he said Mudrani is Mashma that is also Be'anoi. If he said Shani Yoichel, it's only also Be'achille. This is the Pashas of Gemara. The Ran adds a couple of words that you will have to aim it on. I would raise this Ran. But there's no reason for the Ran to say it now. Everything is good. Before we said Mudrani is Muter, then we talk Mudrani, both of them is Asur. Now we say Mudrani is Asur Be'anoe. And the Gemara will ask Akashe, Yochel Lit Nishmul V'ochi, Vim Lomar, Elo Shani Eichel, Shani Toim, and Asur Elo Be'achile. Faker. So Shmuel had to say, Mudrani is Mur Asur, Shani Eichel is Mur Muter, and then Shmuel is Mashma, that Mudrani is Muter, not Asur. The Ran adds, and you know why Mudrani would be also? Ki yodaim she'enu mechichos havi yodaim. Why to decide that it's yodaim she'enu mechichos? Maybe it's yodaim mechichos. Again, in the beginning, Mudrani was bichlal not mashma also. Then it became also to both. Now it became also be'anoy. Who asked the Ran to decide that it's also be'anoy because yodaim she'enu mechichos havi yodaim? Before we learn that it's bichlal not mashma also, it's not a yad. Maybe not the Gemara thinks that. Then the Gemara had a sign, Mudrani means I from you, you from me, it's mashma and ganzen. It doesn't make sense. No, Mudrani means anoy. Means anoy, yodaim mechichos. This is a Ran that we'll have to later get back to. I want just to see the teretz of the Gemara, because of them is the shtal of the Gemara. Elo hoche isma. Taime de omar shani oicha lecho v'shani toyem lecho. Hu de osu. Aval omar mudrani aimecho loy mashma de omar osu. My time mudran mimcho lo mishtaine ba'doch mashma mufrishan mimcho de lo yavdin ma'sa mato mimoch mashma mukhikan mimcho de lo yakamin dal amad loch mashma. This is the teretz of the Gemara. What is the teretz of the Gemara? The Gemara be'etzem is coming back to the first teretz. That when a person says mudrani his mutar, only if he said shani yoich lecho is asur. Right? This is the teretz of the Gemara. It's not lech ziyana. Lo mimesad of the Gemara. Shmuel said what the Mishnah said mudrani is asur. It's only if he said Shani Yoichel. If he didn't say Shani Yoichel, it's not Osu. Mudrani is not Osu. It's often a braisa that it's Osu. So more fakir. Mudrani is very Osu. Both of them are Osu. Only Shani Yoichel. It's not Emes. No, Mudrani is Osu Be'anoi. No, it's not Emes. So anymore, no, we're going back to the first Teretz. What is the first Teretz of the Gemara? What is the first Teretz of the Gemara? The first Teretz of the Gemara is that if a person says Mudrani, he's Muta. If he said Shani Yoichel lecho is also. No, so what is the Revach now? Zog the Ran and the Rosh. And here's the difference. But first, the Teretz of the Gemara. And here we're in the Sugya starts. Zog the Ran and the Rosh like this. Before we taught that Mudrani is Bichlar not Mashma Loshen Isu. Only if he said Shani Yoichel lecho. He said, Shmuel, you're wrong. And Braisa state that it is Mashma Loshen Isu. And Braisa Mashma that it is Loshen Isu. How you can say Mudrani is Mashma Loshen Isu? In Braisa steht nicht dasselbe wie Shmuel. Now the Gemara is switching. Zog the Gemara, nee. Shmuel holds, if a person says Mudrani, it's Mutar. But why it's Mutar? Not because it's not Mashma Loshen Isu. Not because it's not Mashma Loshen Isu. The reason that it's Mutar, it's not because it's not Mashma Loshen Isu. So why am I saying it's Mutar? The reason it's mutar is because maybe he means the loy mishtaine be'adoch mashma. Maybe he means the loy kaimne be'adoch mashma. So what? So it's a yad she'ene mechiyach. So it's a yad she'ene mechiyach. So this is the switch, Zog the Ran. At the beginning we taught, like the first Ran in the sugya, that what is the problem in Mudrani that is bichlal not a yad? Shmuel says when a person says Mudrani, it's bichlal not a yad. If Mudrani is bichlal nishken yad, only if you say Shani Yoichel lecho. For the Gemara in Braisa state that it's asur, the Shmuel you're wrong. The Gemara tries. Comes the Gemara to the four teretz. What is the four teretz? No, Mudrani is a yad. So why Shmuel holds that it's mutar? Well, it's a yad she'ein ha'mechiyach. It's a yad she'ein ha'mechiyach. Why it's a yad she'ein ha'mechiyach? You write that mitzad echol, we know that he wants to be asur. But we're not sure that he wants to ask him. Maybe he only wants not to talk to him. Maybe he wants not to speak to him. Maybe he wants Zaitik Azachim. But mainly it's a Yad She'en HaMichiyach. In the beginning, Mudrani is Bichlal Nishken Yad. Masha'enken, if Mudrani is a Yad, just it's a Yad She'en HaMichiyach. So you can't ask me a Kasha from the Braise. Why you can't ask me a Kasha from the Braise? Because I will hold that Yad She'en HaMichiyach lo yavi yad. And the Braise will hold Yad she'en mechiyach, have yad. I just wanted to read the last Ran that we'll have the Tzura Sa Gemore. We'll read the last Ran in Hey Amud Aleph, just to read the Ran inside. We have to go back to it, but to have the Tzura Sa Gemore. El hochi ke omar, ke lo imar, lo oi lom kide amrinen mi yikore, de chi lo omar she oi chalechom muto, ve taime mishum, de lo imashma de omar isu, de have le yodaim she'en mechiyachos, ולא יהבי יודעים, דדין למודרני ממחוד אלה משתעיני בהדוך משמע. ואפילו בדיבור אלה מיצר, דלא ידין אני לענוע החוון לדיבור החוון.
ולכל אחד ואחד אבל ידיים שאין מכיחוס. וכיוון דתיימא דשמואל משום דקסובה ידיים של מכיחוס להביא ידיים, לגי למברכה לא מברייסה. וכיוון דפלוגתא דתנאי הביא ידיים אלוהי, איכא למימא דתנא דברייסה סבירא ליה דהביא ידיים. ושמואל דייק מסניסן דלהביא ידיים. So this is the מסקנת הגמרא. So בעצם it's four שלבים in the Gemara. Shmuel said that the Mishnah says Mudrani, it's only if he said Shani Yoichel and Fakert. It's Meduyek. The Mishnah didn't say Osur Osur twice. The Mishnah only writes one Osur. So in the beginning we thought that Shmuel holds that Mudrani is Bichlal Nishken Yad. If Mudrani is Bichlal Nishken Yad, in Braisa steht nicht das. The Teretz of the Gemara is Mudrani is a Yad. It's a Yad She'inu Mechiyach. Now, just to have the tools of the Shmaise. Where you see it in the Gemara? You see it on Ran and Rosh. You see it in Tzuras HaGemore. In Dalet Amud Beis, when the Gemore starts, Omar Shmuel, Bekulo Matshiyo Imar, Shani Oichel, Shani Toyim Lecho. Zo words. If you said Mudrani, it's not Mashma also. Shmuel doesn't go to explain why. Because it's not Mashma, it's nothing more to explain. Now the Gemore is switching. Shmuel didn't say that it's not Mashma. See the Gemore in Heyo Mud Aleph in the bottom. אבל אומר מודרני, לא עם משמע דו אמר עשו, מה איתה אימא? מודרני, לא עם שתהיינו בעדוך משמע, מופרשני דו להבדיל עם אוך מסור, מה משמע? It's another way to explain it. ומאל, it's a יד שאינו מכריח. If it's a יד שאינו מכריח, you can't ask a question for the braise. The braise could hold יד שאינו מכריח, have a יד. But there was no יד בכלל, so it's a question for the braise. But when it's a יד שאינו מכריח, then you can't ask a question for the braise. This is the source of the Shmaise, the way the Ran and the Rosh learn the Gemara. And here, I just want, I'm a mokim shaboy. Here, be'etzem, the Ran and the Rosh, so what is the teretz of the Gemara? That Shmuel holds mudrani mimcho, it's a yad she'ein ha-merchiach. Before we thought of the Ran, it's not a yad bichlal. Now we're saying it's a yad she'ein ha-merchiach. Why it's a yad she'ein ha-merchiach? Because we don't know, look good in Rosh Naran and Heyamud Beis. Why it's not a yad merchiach? I want to see the run inside. De lo yadinen ila anoya chaven im ledibur chaven velechol v'chad v'chad avel yodayim she'enu mechichos. 50-50. Why it's a yad she'enu mechich? If we don't know what the person wants, it's b'chlal nishken yad. It's b'chlal nishken yad. De rosh, the last rosh in Heyo Mud Aleph says, no, if we don't know what he wants, it's b'chlal nishken yad. Two lines from the bottom. Shemuchich l'zeh yaisom izeh lo yhavi yad klal. The stiris in the Rosh. How you learn the Teretz of the Gemara. But that's the source of the Shmaise. So the source of the Shmaise be'etzem is l'fi everyone to get to this nekuda. That Shmuel never meant that Mudrani is b'chlam nishken yad. Shmuel meant that Mudrani is a yad she'einu mechiyach. And the chiddush of Shmuel in our sugi is that yad she'einu mechiyach lo yhavi yad. So, we have to come out from the sugya. So, maskolas ha-gemore that Shmuel holds, yodayim she'enu mechichos, lo yehavi yodayim, and b'meile mudrani is yad she'enu mechiyach, and the braise holds, yad she'enu mechiyach, avi yodayim. How Shmuel knows it? Because the Mishnah didn't say osur in the middle. So, the Mishnah is mashma, you need shani yoichel. So, in the beginning, the Gemara taught that Shmuel means that mudrani is bichlam nishken yad. So, well, it can be. The braise will hold mishnah ze. Zog the Gemara name. Shmuel is mechanish and Mudrani is a yad she'enu mechiyach. If Mudrani is a yad she'enu mechiyach, so the braisa could be chalek, and that it's a yad mechiyach. We'll stop here. It's one big sugya, but the ma'aseh, if you learn first the whole tzus of the shmaise, it's nish na zashver a sugya. That's the Shem. Tomorrow we'll go into the ma'amak. What? I'm not sure about it.